Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry connects with women who have battled abuse in their lives and who have been held back from moving forward for whatever reason. We encourage women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community. I'm a songwriter, and I've been writing songs for several years, and I really thought that other people were going to sing the songs that I wrote, but God put in my heart to sing the songs. So I came up with my new CD album called Archives of Praise, and it features 8 songs, such as Jesus, the One I Need, Jesus is Faithful, Holy, Holy is God, I've got the victory. We are one. Glory to God. God's praise is glorious. Exalt you, Lord. So if you'd like to listen to some of the songs and purchase the CD album, please go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the shop tab at the top and search for Archives of Praise CD album. And it's on sale for only $15. And I pray that all the songs will bless and minister to you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
And today, the message is entitled, Moving Onward Toward Completion. You know, in order to move forward, we must take steps. Each step is a building block for the next step. Each step leading you closer to the finish line, the completed goal. Who orders our steps? God, of course. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. But we must allow God to order our steps by submitting to Him, laying down our own desires and adopting His desires for our lives. And this requires a willful choice. Taking steps requires forward movement. When you move forward, you're growing and graduating from one level of growth to the next level. However, if you're not taking steps moving forward, then you're doing one of two things, stagnating, remaining still and not going anywhere, or digressing, moving backward. Taking steps toward completion of a goal is like walking. When you walk, you're constantly taking steps forward, constantly in motion. The steps you take when you walk get you from point A to point B. For example, if you want to get to the bus stop, which is 3 blocks from your house, then you must take the necessary steps to reach the bus stop, right? But as we allow God to order our steps, we remain focused and single-minded, rather than veering off the course that He has set for us. It is important that we remain focused and single-minded, because if we veer from our God-given course by taking a wrong turn, we begin to take steps in the wrong direction. Therefore, we are no longer moving forward, but backward. We're no longer growing, but digressing. You know, this is analogous to traveling. Suppose your destination is Annapolis, Maryland. You're traveling on the Beltway and you see road signs, Route 50 heading toward Washington, D.C., and Route 50 heading toward Annapolis, Maryland. Instead of going in the direction of Annapolis, Maryland, you go in the direction of Washington, D.C. Thus, you're off the course to Annapolis. If you continue on Route 50, heading toward Washington, D.C., you will never make it to Annapolis. But you must make a U-turn and go in the right direction. You've got to make a U-turn and go in the right direction toward Annapolis. In the course of life, once we veer off the course God has set before us, there's a way to get on the right course. And that way is to ask God for directions back onto the straight and narrow road that leads us on the path of His perfect will. The longer we continue to take steps backward, the longer it's going to take us to reach our final goal. Therefore, it's very crucial that we allow God to order our steps so that we can remain on the straight and narrow road. Matthew 7:13-14 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in through it. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jeremiah 7:23-24 says, "This is what I told them, obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Only do as I say, and all will be well. But my people would not listen to me. They kept on doing whatever they wanted, following the stubborn desires of their evil hearts. They went backward instead of forward." So when you do things that you want to do, rather than doing things that God is directing you to do, then you're digressing. You're going to continue to move backward and not progress, not move forward, not experience success in your life. But the key is to allow God to lead and guide you and follow His direction instead of your own way. Jeremiah 8:6 says, "I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into the battle." And Jeremiah 6:16 says, "So now the Lord says, Stop right where you are, look for the old godly way, and walk in it. Travel its path, and you will find rest for your souls." But you reply, "No, that's not the road we want." So again, it's very important to do what God is leading and guiding you to do. Turn toward the right course. Make a U-turn. And get on the straight and narrow road that leads to righteousness. And you'll experience true love, joy, and peace, and success in your life. Requirements for staying on the straight and narrow road are diligence. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing. Study the word." 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Another requirement for staying on the straight and narrow road is fellowship with other believers. Hebrews 10:25 says, "And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of this Jesus Christ coming back again is drawing near." Praise and worship. Psalm 31 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Did you know that when you praise the Lord, that you bless God and you encourage yourself? So it's very important to praise the Lord. The benefits of staying on the straight and narrow road are, 1, you remain in God's perfect will. 2, you increase your level of intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. 3, you increase your knowledge and understanding of the Word. 4, you're able to bless others. And 5, you remain in a state of readiness to hear from God. And Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So it's very important to stay on the straight and narrow road that leads to righteousness. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. We hope that you've been encouraged by the message. And I've written a new book to help you discover how valuable you are to God. It's entitled, You Are God's Masterpiece. and I will send you the ebook as a gift when you make a donation to help us to continue to teach the Word of God via radio that's transforming the lives of men and women for the glory of God and helping people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that the good work that God has begun in them, He will complete. It is our way of saying thanks for your partnership in this ministry that is changing lives around the world. Please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the donation partnership tab at the top. Or you can email us at wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless you.